No. This one as well.
Yes.
They can't just keep doing that. So many innocent people have fallen to their wrath.
To their wrath? As if we're not the ones roaming the coast in search of the Seeker? Come on.
What I mean is, these raids need to stop. There must be a way to do the job without creating all of this mess.
Hayes? I think luck is on our side today, after all. Come here. Look. It seems like they're alive.
You think?
Positive.
Well, they're breathing at least, right?
Yes, they're breathing.
Then we have to try.
What are you doing? Don't tell me you want to save them.
They're of no use to us if they don't make it alive.
Then we'll just wait for another ship. We're not taking them. We're running out of time. And there's no way we can just show up with some commoner.
There might not be another ship.
They will send another one.
We won't need another one. It's them. I'm sure. I can feel it.
All right. But we're not taking them to our chambers. I want to make sure first.
I have a good feeling about this one. It's them. It is. Our Seeker.
Luck rewards pure souls, they say.
Oh, they don't know a thing.
All right, let's go. Oh, you're awake. I'm glad to see that you could actually make it. Seems like you were right, Hayes.
You don't have to worry. We'll take care of you. We are me, Hayes. And my sister, Mist. In fact, she was the one who found you. After the shipwreck. Yes. I'm afraid that you're the only one who made it alive. I'm so sorry.
But the only thing that matters now is that you're still alive. And as my sister said just now, we are determined to help you feel better.
Right.
Oh no. I'm not asking if that's what you want. I know that it's what you truly need right now. You wouldn't want to roam around the streets of this boring place all by yourself while you're still wounded,
Mist,
and weak. Would you?
Oh, can you please excuse my sister? She can be a little bit intimidating at times. But she's right most of the time as well, so... I'm afraid you'll have to stay here for a while. And let us take care of you, won't? If that's alright.
Who knows? Maybe you'll like it so much here that you wouldn't even want to leave.
True. Can you sit up now? Yes, let me help you. There we go. There we go. Now, I'm going to comb your hair before giving you a massage while Mace washes over your body a little, helping me to clean your skin. Is that okay with you?
Yes. You're still covered in sand. So let me wash over your body a little.
No, please. Don't get all shy here. This is nothing special. Just a simple act of kindness. You survived a devastating event. You're alive but wounded. Fate has brought us to you to save you and take care of your wounds. Help you heal. That's the least we can do for you. You barely survived there. Please, let us take care of you.
We will take such a good care of you.
It'll be so good. Yeah.
You still got sand and salt all over your face.
Your body.
So, let me wash it off you. Like this. Going over your face gently. So. Is the water warm enough for you? Good. Yes, your face. And then over your chin. And down to your shoulders. And down to your shoulders. And your body.
There's no need to be worried. Don't be afraid of us. We're taking good care of you, aren't we? There's no need to be worried. Does that feel good? Feeling me brushing your hair while Mist is taking care of your body. And your glowing skin.
Your skin is beautiful.
And really sensitive as well. I could trace my nails, my sharp little claws all over it. All night watching this little shavers appear wherever my little claws go. Your skin is so sensitive. Such a sensitive skin. Or is that little redness a result of you getting all shy around us, maybe? I swear, I think I can see some of it in your cheeks as well. Can you see that, Tate? Oh. Now that you mentioned that, I can't unsee it. That is truly adorable.
Okay.
And now, your chest. Yes, there's some salt, too. Your heart is beating so fast. Yeah.
What could we possibly do that would cause their heart to start racing like that?
Oh, I wouldn't even know. Does a presence make you that nervous?
But we haven't even done anything
yet. Keep breathing and fall into the soothing calmness of our voices. We want you to relax and let go of control. This way, you'll be able to heal faster. And that's what you want, right? To heal and go on with whatever plans you had for while you're staying on this island.
We'll be here until you can finally walk and stand up for yourself. So just let us do our thing, okay? But tell us, what is your business here? The ship was going in, so do not bother pretending that you ended up on this coast. Was just an accident.
Missed. What she's trying to say, so bluntly, is, we were told so by our lightkeeper, and we know that your ship was headed our way. So, what are you looking for on this island?
Something like a relic, maybe? Well then, hello.
The seeker of of swords. No.
No, not so fast.
Don't move. Your wounds are still so fresh. Remember. The desert lily will bloom in the dark.
You heard what you said. We know your secret, but you don't have to worry about that. We'll take care of you.
We promised you that, after all. How do you know if you can trust us? You can't. On this island, you trust no one. But you're still alive. And you can be sure it would have been the case if someone else had found you, right?
Especially if they heard you were a seeker working for the Order of the White Lily.
No, we're not the members of your order, but we helped many people of your kind. And the White Lily Seekers like you are the main reason we're even here in the first place. Am I right, Hayes?
Right.
So we might be able to help you with that, after all.
Exactly.
Besides, you don't have much of a choice now. You see, you're wanted by your enemy, the Order of the Blue Rose. Yeah.
They're looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know about the fate of the Seekers who have traveled there before. And this island has become the Order's territory at this point.
It's a very dangerous place for you. Every new Seeker that comes here, they can never escape Blue Rose. They have their people everywhere. Every time a new ship is coming in,
they are fully prepared for another raid.
They are looking for the Seeker.
What do you mean, why?
Since they're the only one who's going to help them find the Sword of Time.
And if they refuse to cooperate, they are turned into servants. And no Seeker was able to escape this fate so far.
When you finally feel better, and when we finally go out into the streets of this town with you, you might see a couple of similar faces. People you've been friends with, even. We know that you are keeping together and that you, relic hunters, often work in groups.
But not anymore, though. We also know that there are not as many of you left now. Is that true?
We're so sorry about that. This is a very dangerous job. You cannot make mistakes or else the tragic fate is awaiting you.
I will do everything in our power to protect you.
Yes. We will.
Your skills are priceless. But you need some good rest before you can go out in the streets and start looking for the sword. It seems like I promised you a massage, right? Oh, there goes this cute redness in your cheeks again. If there was a red rose order, you'd be their main leader. With those rosy cheeks of yours. Yes. Ridiculous as it sounds. Guess I'll have to agree with my sister on this one.
I'll be right back.
Yes, and I think we'll do everything in our power to keep this pinkish glow in your face, since it fits you this much.
I got my oils, and we have tea here for you as well. There.
Just think about it. We brought you here. We're taking our time to help you heal. What's the point of doing all that if we just wanted to poison you? Why even save you in the first place, then?
Here.
See? There's nothing to be afraid of. You can drink it with me.
All right. And now that we made that clear, let's get you all relaxed and ready to drift off to sleep. Shall we? And Misty, would you mind helping me a little?
Yes. I'm very good with my hands, but
she'll always beat me when it comes to tongue.
Oh. She meant words, no. Of course. Fairy tales and such. What are you doing to them, Hayes? We're trying to help them relax, not to make their heart jump out of their chest.
You're not the only one who likes to tea.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now let me do that for you. Yeah. You have a very strong frame and toned arms as well. Very toned arms. You might have spent many hours in training. We can clearly tell just by looking at you. And now touching you. Very tone darts. Now your hands. Give me a right hand.
These are the hands of a true seeker, indeed. You've got such strong hands. These hands, they'll be quite useful to us on many occasions. Like when you'll get to working on finding that sword. Even keep you alive and let you stay by our side. But we'll see about that, Miss. Oh, but we never said you were safe here. We said that will take care of you. Shh. Calm down. No. You don't want to know what these sharp nails can do to yourself. Right? Yes. There you go. What was in that tea? Oh, you mean whatever was in that teapot? In our favorite Chinese assassin teapot. You mean that one? Well, I had green tea. And you? Well, you will fall asleep very soon. Hey, you're gonna help us? We saved your life, and you'll have to pay this debt. Right. Yeah. Luck rewards pure souls, as my sister loves to repeat. This might not be the case for us, but your soul seems pure enough. You will help us find the sword. And you'll do this by your own will. Right. We simply can't keep going on like this. Hypnotizing you, making you do things. And previous relic hunters, they weren't willing to cooperate anyway. But we learned our lesson. We won't make you do anything. We will show you exactly why you should take the side of the blue rose instead. Yes. This time we'll make sure that our seeker agrees to that. Turns out you can be just tricked into doing the job. You have to actually want it. Or else the sword is not showing itself to you. So we'll have to guide you in the right direction. And we'll help you realize what you truly want, what you truly need, pure intentions. That's what we need to find the Sword of Time. And we will show you why you need to take our side. Our side. Only, yes, we will show you. But until then, you need to get some rest. Yes, just drift off. And we'll take care of you. Yes, we'll take good care of our seeker. Only ours. Yes. You're our seeker now. And you'll enjoy it. You will love it. Every second of it. You'll enjoy. Love it. You will. You are lovely, sacred. You belong to us now. Our sacred. Only us.